the piano a couple of times.
Well, I did. For a lot of the games. We're making some changes. So it just, you know, sometimes you do that just to try and ignite guys or get them going and whatnot. So I subtly made some changes here and there, and I thought overall it helped our team. And, you know, like I said, things didn't go in the net for some guys, but I thought we played better.
I thought, through this game especially, we did a good job of coming back and getting big goals after they score. Brandon Carlson ties the game up in the second period at the 14-25
mark. 1-0 Michigan Tech. Chargers win the draw. Score! Oh, a shot from the point. Nice play there by the Chargers on the draw win. And Brandon Carlson with a wrister through traffic. Jamie Phillips never saw it. Off the back bar and in. And we have a tie game, 1-1 with 5:35 left in the period.
That was a great shot, great screen in front, and we didn't lose too many face-offs that cleanly the whole weekend, I thought, Coach.
Well, we didn't, and, you know, I think there was some discussion on how the puck was dropped there, but they were pretty good on face-offs. You know, they work hard. They're into it, and, you know, it was just a seeing-eye shot from the point. You want to clear back to the point, and the guy just takes a wrist shot, and somehow it found its way into the net.
We regain our lead, though, as Walker Hyland with a shot from the point. This one down low on the ice, and it beat the goaltender on the short side, LaRose, at the 17:52 mark.
Stamen trying to draw the call there, not getting anything. Looked like he was being held. Now picked up by Stamen behind the net. Sends it back for Hyland. His shot scores! Walker Hyland with a great goal from the right point. Put it right on the ice or just off of the ice past LaRose. And Stamen will get the assist. The Huskies lead it by a score of 2-1.
Coach, it looked like Dylan Stamen wanted to almost walk out in front with that because he had so much room behind the net, but he thought, wide open is Walker Hyland, so he gave it to him.
Yeah, well, Dylan creates time and space because of his quickness and strength down low, so he can pivot off a player. And then things open up for him. So he had a number of options on that play. And what I like is our defensemen are starting to add some offense now to our team, and that's important. The way teams play, you know, defensively, you're going to need our defensemen to get shots through and to find the net. So even though Cliff's is more a non-conventional goal, at least he's got one. You know, Shane Hanna scored, and now Walker Hyland. So we had three goals from defensemen, and I don't know if we've had that in a weekend before, this year. So that was good. That's huge, and good shot by Walker. Quick shot, didn't fool around with the puck, got it through, and it's found its way to the net.
Well, we talked about how big Shane Hanna's goal was on Friday night. Equally as big, I think, Alex Batan. 19:21 left to go in the period, giving the Huskies their first two-goal lead of the weekend.
Comes around now for Malcolm Gould. Good breakout by Michigan Tech. 42 seconds left in the period. Cross the line. Batan scores! A wrister by Batan! Right across the blue line, and he beat LaRose high on the stick side. And a big goal late in the period by the Huskies to give them a two-goal lead, 3-1 with 38.5 seconds left.
What do you think about that goal, Coach?
Oh, that's a big-time shot, Dirk. I mean, you know, and it had some steam on it, too. It's not well-placed shot. He gained the line, and then he moved laterally across the zone, across the top of the circle. So now you have to get the goalie moving. Anytime you move as far as he did, you know, the goalie just can't stand there and face you. So he had to move, and Alex shot against the grain. So now the goalie's moving a little bit, and he threw it back against him and picked the top shelf. I mean, the goalie, you might say bad goal, good shot. Like, I mean, their goalie might like to have that one back, but still, at the same time, it was a heck of a shot.
I mean, the water bottle went right.
I mean, that's what I mean. It was well-placed, and it was quick. It's funny because I was talking to Coach McCault before the game, and how, you know, we had watched Nashville, the Nashville Predators pregame skate on Thursday in Nashville before we headed over to Huntsville. And we watched them practice a little bit Wednesday. Just the Thursday pregame skate, I'm sorry. And just how little they handle the puck and a couple shooting drills they did in the offensive zone. And they just shot it and where they shot the puck. And not necessarily how hard, but the timing and the placement and the release and whatnot. And we were talking about that. We're talking about Mike Bossy, the old Islanders. You probably remember him. And I don't know if he had maybe one of the hardest shots, but he always placed the puck, and he had a good, quick release. And reminded me of Alex. And here we go. Alex Patan comes in, and maybe it isn't the hardest shot, but the release and the timing and where he put it were huge on that goal. There's not many guys are going to score goals like that, but that was, like you mentioned, just such a big goal for us. Late in the period, gives us two-goal lead, and now we should be ready to rock and roll in the third period.
Yeah, great goal by Patan, but Frank Misuraca, on defense on the was not on the power play, but at the 6:57 mark makes it a one-goal game. A Charger goal.
McHugh is right there but couldn't find it. He goes back to the blue line. Here's a one-timer and broken stick there by Brandon Parker on his one-time attempt. He'll go to the bench for a line change, but the Chargers controlling the Huskies. Back up against the ropes here. A shot, they score! Right through. And again, heavy traffic in front of Phillips, and it was just a matter of time before the Chargers pulled within one.
Well, it just seemed like that. They were really, really pressing well during that sequence.
Well, they were. And we had the what bothers you as a coach is a couple occasions we had control of the puck on that shift, and we never got out of the zone. I mean, we just either overhandled the puck, made a bad read or bad giveaway, couldn't handle it, weren't ready for it. It was a tough shift. I mean, that was probably our fourth shift of the weekend. I mean, they trapped us in our zone. And like you mentioned on the radio, I mean, they have a guy break a stick. And, you know,
he goes all the way back to the bench.
And I'm not so sure that the guy who scores is a guy who came on for him. I don't know if he just exchanged sticks.
I think they did switch. Okay. I think they came on.
Another point shot. So they had two defensemen score goals in the game. And this one, again, I don't know if Jamie saw it or not, but, it wasn't a great scoring opportunity. But with traffic, take the goalie's eyes away, that finds its way to the net. So.
Mizoraka, his fourth from McHugh and Reinhardt. That made it a one-goal game. But then the Huskies, again, with a great goal to come back shortly after that, just over a minute at the 8:13 mark. Malcolm Gould and Tanner Carroll got together, had a little party.
That one blocked in front. Now Tanner Carroll finds a little bit of room. Carroll will bring it up on the rush. Hands it off to Gould. Gould over for Carroll in front. Carroll swipes it to the net. Gould with a shot. Scores! Oh, what a shot by Malcolm Gould! Pretty play by Tanner Carroll, who was running out of room there. Rebound came right back, and Gould made it a 4-2 lead with 11:47 remaining.
Well, everything kind of happened on the left side of the ice, too, which was interesting. There wasn't any cross-ice passing or anything like that going on.
No, but they had good puck movement coming up the ice, and what I like about it is Tanner just tried to get the puck to the net. Like, his shot doesn't even... I don't think it hits a goalie. I think it hit the side of the net and caromed right out front. And there was Malcolm, and good for Malcolm. Malcolm's played so well, and he's so good around the net right now. You don't want to give Malcolm Gould too much time or any opportunities around the net. And that was a big goal, and obviously we needed that, and that sort of put the game away for the most part.
Now Blake Hedele finishes off the scoring on the weekend with an empty netter.
Controlled by Prince. He'll wrap it around. Greers can't hold it in. Short-handed opportunity for Hedele. Empty net. Hedele walking in. Walks right in and scores. Blake Hedele into the empty net. Gives the Huskies their fifth goal of the game, and that'll do it with 1:04 remaining in the third period. A short-handed goal for the Huskies.
A lot of things good about this game, Coach, from a fan point of view, is that we scored five goals. I mean, yes, it was an empty netter in there, but we have had trouble scoring goals. It was nice to see a bunch of goals by the Huskies by five different players, which is always nice.
Well, it was huge, and we got them from, we got some from guys who've scored before, but like Patan and Gould have been pretty good, and Tanner, but we're getting goals from other guys like, Gillies and Stamen come up, and then obviously Highland and Hannah. I mean, it's huge, and that's with no goals from, Sturles, Blake Pietel, and David Johnstone. So we got to get those guys going too. But overall, I thought it's nice. We talk about our depth on our team, and we do have some depth on this team, and it's good to see some other guys score besides your main guys. But at the same time, it's good to see some of your top players score too. So overall, I thought it was a real good team effort. And even guys like Mike Neville doesn't have a goal yet, but he blocked a shot there in the third period. It's a 4-2 game there on the power play, and he just puts his body in front of the shot. You don't see that thing in the stats per se or the headlines, but that's just as big as some of the other things going on in the game. So we got a lot of guys doing some good things. And like I said, I thought Blake Pietel had some outstanding scoring chances in the game, so he didn't have anything to show for it. But a couple one-timers, a couple good opportunities coming down the middle of the ice there. So he's a little snake bitten right now. But like I said, overall, as long as you're getting some chances, that's good. And you have to continue to play well defensively, because offensively, it's not always going to happen. Things aren't always going to go your way. But defensively, you can show up and play hard and do all the right things, and then you're going to get your chances offensively.
David Johnstone, Coach, we don't see him anywhere on the stat sheet. And yep. I know that line struggled all week, and they've been struggling a little bit. He just seems like, I don't know if he's being keyed on out there or because of his how dangerous he can be, but it seemed like he was kind of bottled up all weekend.
Well, a little bit. They put a line against Blake and David and Reed that, a couple seniors, and They were just out there to make sure they made it tough on them, and they did. And like I said, you can get frustrated by that, but